Hello?
Yeah, hi James. It's Shira from Family First. How you doing today?
All right, how about yourself?
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up on your assessment that was supposed to be completed yesterday, was it?
Yeah, I mean, she's only there 20 minutes or so.
Okay,
And then
amazing.
she said in 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'm going to hear from someone to do the financial part.
How about Area and Aging? Has Area and Aging reached out to you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Area and Aging.
No.
No. Okay. So we have to look out for that. That's the next assessment. Could be you've already had it. But let's wait till Monday, see what happens. If you hear nothing, then I will call in with you. Okay?
Okay. The only thing that I was aware of was this assessment that this lady came out to, I guess it was yesterday, and next supposed to hear from someone supposed to do the financial part. I didn't hear anything about, you said hearing or couldn't understand
Area
exactly what
and aging. Area and aging. There's just to get a second assessment.
what's area mean?
Well, that's just the name. Area and aging. It's the part of the
I
county
see.
office.
No one ever approached me about that.
Yeah, so let me ask you about the financial paperwork. Do you have Social Security?
Sure.
Yes, so you need to get the award letter for your Social Security. Try and work on that first, and then
Well,
I'll
she
discuss.
did. I can show them a bank statement, and I'll show them where my Social Security payment is. And so that would be good enough.
No. They need the award letter for the Social Security specifically. They have a
I got
list
it.
of
Yeah, I
financial.
understand what you're saying. The guy who prepares my taxes has like the statement that comes out like at the end of the year and tells you like what you earned during the course of the year. And what they took out, et cetera. That's probably what you mean, and that's sitting with my tax preparer.
No.
And and I don't know what you
Okay, let me explain it to you. When you got your Social Security, they sent out to you in the mail something called an award letter, inviting you and
Right.
telling you that you were starting to get Social Security. So if you were to have a problem with your Social Security right now, who would you call?
Social Security.
Okay, so you need to call into them and tell them that you need the award letter, and they should be able to provide it for you.
So
Either
that's
they'll
the one that
email.
I got years and years ago?
I don't, I guess so.
My original award letter?
Well, you just need an updated award letter.
And what should it say on this award letter?
Well, just saying that your name, your ID, and that you're getting, not specifically your ID, but it's basically them telling you that you're getting the Social Security.
Will they know what I mean when I get them on the phone?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Will they know what I mean when I get them on the phone?
Yes.
Will they understand what an award letter is?
Yes.
And what do you want for 2026?
You don't have to be that specific. You could just say you're calling to get the award letter. That's all. And they'll
Aren't they
know.
going to ask me when it is? But what year?
Again, it's not specific. You could just say I need the award letter and they'll pull something up.
All right, okay.
In regards to the county sends us a huge list of financials that we have to go through. I'm not sure if I did this with you yet, but let me just go down the list just so we can know what we should start gathering and besides the award letter. First, are you married or have been married, divorced, anything like that?
I'm divorced, so I was married.
Okay. They're gonna need what it's called a divorce decree if you were divorced.
I have a divorce, the agreement letter on the divorce. I can provide that.
Okay. Then also, do you own your home?
I live in an apartment.
Okay. Do you have a burial account agreement?
Yes.
Okay. That means if something were to happen to you, it would pay for a funeral, whatever.
Actually, it would pay for some things. I don't know exactly what. I'd have to call them up.
Okay, so
And
what the county would want in the case that you do have this is a statement of irrevocability, value, and date created.
my God, these people are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, no, it's not personal. Everyone who goes through the process
No, I
needs to
understand,
comply to it.
but they're asking for a lot of, it's a lot of detailed work.
I know, I know. Let's see. Let's go down the list. Let's put that on the side for a second. And let's see what you can do, what are in your means to, you know, do easily.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have life insurance?
Yes.
Okay, so they need face value and current cash value for the life insurance policies?
Well, there's no cash value there.
What's the face? Do they, you have a face value?
A what?
A face value of the life
insurance. I just have
policy?
A death benefit. I just have a death benefit.
So you don't have life insurance?
I have life insurance. All it says on the life insurance is the death benefit.
All right, so for them it means cash value of that. That's what it means.
Well, I can't borrow. I'm not going. I can't borrow against it. If that's what you're referring to.
No, no, no. I'm not. So, when you have life insurance policies, you have what it's the face value of it, of what it's like worth right now, and how much.
Okay. I gotta call my. I have to call my agent.
Okay. Then they're gonna also need. Do you own any vehicles?
Yeah, a car. I mean, I don't own it, you know, outright, but I have a car.
Okay. Do you know about the bank statements? Did we ever discuss that?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So from 20, they need semi-annual look back. So from 2020 to 2023, they just need January and June statements.
From 2020 through 2023?
Yeah, just two statements per year that are specifically January and June.
January and June. Okay.
Yeah. And then from 24 to now, they need all your bank statements.
Well, I'll have to get that. And I'll have to, can you please send me, this list?
A list?
Yeah, okay. I mean, how am I supposed to remember? I'm sitting in a car at a gas station.
No, of course. I was going to text you all this. But you want me to send you the actual form?
I don't care. I'd rather you didn't text because that takes up a lot of space.
So you want me to send you the form?
Fine, send me the form, whatever it is.
Sir, we're just here to help you. Like, this is...
I know, but it's just a pain in the neck. You don't understand how inconvenient this is.
Right. But because the program is provided by the county and state, they make everyone go through this just so they can...
I understand that it didn't just pick on me. I understand that.
Right. So I can try and help you.
Well, you're probably going to have to. Go ahead. What else do I need?
Okay. All right. Let me just see. Do you have a retirement account, 401k, anything like that?
No, I have nothing like that.
Okay. You mentioned to me that you had Social Security. Do you have SSI, pensions, annuities, rental?
No.
Dividends, interest, wages, anything like that?
No, I wish I did. No, I don't.
Okay. If any of your bank accounts are closed in the last 5 years, then they're going to need a letter of closure or a time, an application saying when it was closed. And like that?
Well, I never close this account. I just don't bank there.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. Really.
Oh, my God. You're actually finished?
I'm sorry?
I said you're actually finished?
Yeah. That was the only thing that they needed.
All right. Just send me, and I'll work on this. And I imagine I probably won't hear from this financial person for hopefully for 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't know what financial specifically they were talking about. What person?
Well, the next person is supposed to say, there's a medical end and there's a financial end. All the stuff you asked me to gather up for today deals with financial stuff.
No.
So I won't have all this stuff ready for, for a little bit of time. And I mean, if they call me tomorrow, they're coming out, they're going to be they're going to be disappointed.
Okay, so I'm not sure if anything's changed me doing this, but from the process I know doing with my clients, I know that you had the broker assessment today. We've scheduled to have you to fill out that doctor's form as well, and I know that that assessment is scheduled for you.
Well, that doctor's form, my doctor has something to fill out, and he was in the midst of doing it when I called their office. And I don't know if he sends it to me or sends it to an address connected with Medicaid. I don't know.
All right, so let me tell you what's going on with your case. From my end.
Okay.
right?
All right.
So when we first spoke, I told you about the doctor's form, and I offered you to have someone do it with you over the phone, which you agreed to. And I can see here on the notes they're scheduled to talk to you tomorrow about it between 11 and 1. Okay?
I think you're right about that. Okay.
Now you had the broker assessment, which was yesterday. When the broker receives the doctor's form, area and aging is supposed to reach out to you to give you a third assessment. This is the last
mm-hmm.
medical assessment.
Mm-hmm.
If the broker finds you eligible, then you have to submit financial paperwork to the county. If they don't find you medically eligible, there's no point in you submitting financial paperwork yet.
How do they determine financial eligibility?
Well, first they have to determine medical eligibility. If you're medically approved, then they're going to want your financial paperwork. Now, what I always recommend is starting to gather the financial paperwork because it could be time-consuming.
You're right about that.
So that's first. Now, I know you want me to send this all to you. You said not to do it to you in the text. Do you have an email?
Yeah, I do, but it's easier if you could mail it to me. If that's too much trouble.
I can try and mail it to you with Westchester.
I'd prefer that you mail it to me. I'll give you the address, okay?
Okay, it's 602 Barker Circle, Westchester.
No, it's 1602. 1602.
Okay.
Barker Circle, Westchester, Pennsylvania, 19380.
Westchester, that's the city. What's the county?
Chester.
Chester?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send you a copy of this.
Okay.
If you have any questions or concerns that come up for you between now and Tuesday, give me a call.
What's happening on Tuesday?
Nothing's happening on Tuesday, but you're having your assessment on tomorrow with the telehealth, right?
Right. There's a telehealth thing scheduled for tomorrow.
Right. So I'm going to follow up with you on Tuesday, make sure that we have that form, and then we'll go from there.
Even the person that's coming up should send you that form?
Again, I didn't understand your question.
How's the person going to get that form? Am I supposed to mail it, or is that person that comes out tomorrow going to forward this assessment?
They forward me the form. They forward me the form, and I forward straight it into the broker.
Okay.
Okay, so you don't have to really do a lot of work on your end.
Enough.
If you have any questions or concerns, just reach out, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thanks
sir.
A lot. I appreciate it. Okay.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Take it easy. Bye.